Alright, why you should consider joining Cheeky Scientist. That's what I'm going to talk about today. And this post kind of assumes that you know what Cheeky Scientist is, which maybe is not a good assumption, and I will briefly talk to you about that. So Cheeky Scientist is a community of PhDs. So when I go to their About Us page, I read, we are industry PhDs dedicated to helping PhDs get into industry. In addition to our overall mission above, we aim to place 1 million PhDs into industry positions, support all our PhD programs by providing industry training to PhD students, postdocs, and researchers, enact change that requires principal investigators and academic advisors to receive management and financial training. Woohoo! I would like to see that one happen. Further, they go on to say, we get PhDs hired into high-paying, meaningful careers. This is true. I am a part of Cheeky Scientist myself, so I know that's true. Our programs help PhDs like you overcome top industry transition challenges like networking with limited time, determining which position is a good fit, how to get referrals after networking, overcoming the fear of the unknown, overcoming the fear of failure after leaving academia, salary benchmarking, and job offer negotiation. So yeah, Cheeky Scientist was started by Isaiah Henkel, as far as I know, and currently it's this really large community of PhDs all helping each other, and you know, if you don't know about it, definitely look it up, and I'm going to stress this in this post, and you should definitely feel free to connect with us, members of Cheeky Scientist on LinkedIn, for example, but you know, going back to the basics, I wrote this post after joining Cheeky Scientist and after it kind of changed my life. And I want to really talk about what was it like before I joined, right? What motivated me to write the post was the change I saw from before joining to after joining. And this is what this is. So the moment before joining Cheeky Scientist, I was actually sitting in the dark in my bathroom. It was late one night in November of 2017. So that's kind of, that's crazy because that's almost like 3 years ago now. I was worried about my future. What was my future? That's what I was thinking. For a long time, I had been set on academia, but now I was not sure. I was in my fifth year of graduate school, had gotten a much closer look. The academic system was misleading and underpaying junior scientists. So many great postdocs seemed let down. Nevertheless, I applied to and got offers for postdocs while I was in grad school because, number one, that's all I knew how to do, and number two, of course, I was and still am very passionate about my science. But I was worried. I already felt isolated in grad school. And in my blog post, if you're reading that, I have this picture of myself on the ice because I went to Antarctica for my PhD. And it's just me and nothing else, just ice and me. And that's kind of like a, you know, pictorial way of conveying how isolated I felt in graduate school. You know you're not alone because other people are probably in that place, but you still feel really, really alone. With all your problems, I was feeling extremely isolated. And a postdoc, I imagined, would be even more isolating, making it even harder to find a job outside academia when I would inevitably have to leave. Because we know this, right? We all know this. Good, great, excellent postdocs subsidize academia with years of their lives only to find themselves isolatedly and desperately job hunting. And this sentence, I should add a credit here. This is something that I used to talk to my friend about, my friend Brian Clark from graduate school. He's my PhD sibling. And we always talked about how academia was kind of expecting us to subsidize the work in academia with our lives, you know, because it's all consuming. We're not supposed to. We're not allowed to have a life. It's just that's what we do. So at that point, I could choose to think that I'm special and ignore this inevitable outcome, or I could try to help my situation now. The problem was, I really did not know how to help myself. I knew I needed help. The how part of it was completely beyond me. And so I sat in the dark, distraught about my situation in graduate school, because, you know, we all have a grad school sitch, and I had a sitch with a capital S-I-T-C-H as well in my grad school. And I'd followed Cheeky Scientist on LinkedIn, was getting their emails, and had been to a few free webinars. The frequency of their emails seemed a little excessive, but the free webinars made me feel like they were legit. Their material was good. Their articles were inspiring. I had not yet joined as an associate, though, you know. Why? Because I was a poor grad student. It was going to cost about 22% of my month's income after tax. So there is a fee, right? There is a membership fee to join, and that's what I was thinking about. It's just a one-time cost to join for life, but still. And Christmas was the next month, and this would mean I could not buy as many Christmas presents. But I had bigger problems, and these had now led to a state of despair. I knew I would feel better if I took action to improve my situation. So I did. I had done a bunch of homework on Jiggy, but I still felt like I was being kind of impulsive. I feel like we PhDs always overthink, but it is nice to realize that we deserve better than suffering literally all the time. I could try to figure out the whole how to life outside academia and find a job myself by myself, or I could get some help. So I sat there in the dark on my phone typing in my credit card information to join Cheeky Scientist. After joining Cheeky Scientist, I realized it had been silly to question joining, as there was obviously so much I did not know that I did not know that now I was more aware of. So it was quite eye-opening. I was overwhelmed by all the material that I had access to. So when I wrote this post, it's early August of 2018, and I still had not learned everything or finished going through the material from joining Cheeky in November of the previous year. My graduation ceremony is tomorrow. So, you know, when I wrote this, I defended my PhD successfully in July of 2018. I accepted a job as a senior consultant back in June while finishing grad school. I did not get the job through Cheeky's network, but their industry training modules really helped me to navigate the job search and job interview process. More than anything, I can never forget the support I got from Jiggy when I had not yet landed a job. So that's what really mattered to me. I was very alone, and now I wasn't anymore when I joined Jiggy. And I think that was the biggest difference that Jiggy made to my life. When I was struggling and having bad experiences in my job search and feeling stuck, the Jiggy Scientist group was there for me. That's what has really meant the world to me. And the moment I joined, I felt that I had a plan, even though I was far from having a job. Having a plan is so much better than having no plan when your future is in the line. At least I was doing something about my situation. I felt better. And that was essential, I thought, to my success in finishing up grad school. Like, I feel like all of this anxiety and depression that comes from being so isolated can even be dangerous to you even finishing grad school. Because if you're that down, you might not. I was having difficulty to even finish up grad school. So lifting my morale, in other words, was important to be able to finish. And turns out it was a really good plan because it all worked out. And it's really nice when you make it, but it is so difficult. It is so difficult to get there when you're on your own, right? And I understand this and I remember this because, you know, I have a job. I got my job. I even got promoted now. But I remember how difficult it really was before that. And for me, it took a village or two to get to where I am today. And that includes the Jiggy Scientist Association. So, you know, if you're still hesitating, I would feel free to share your questions or concerns about joining Jiggy Scientist in the comments for this post. I mean, go ahead. You know, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. My name is Oindri Banerjee. I go by that same name on LinkedIn and on social media. I go by Oindri B. So like Oindri, my first name followed by B-E-E because my last initial is B. So I just kind of made it Oindri B. So like, you know, you can connect. That's the thing. Don't forget, when you're down in the dumps, when you're in the tunnel, which is something I talk about in my book, How to PhD, the Graduate School Handbook. When you're in the tunnel and have no end in sight, I would just reach out to people and connect. I mean, some of us are really, really willing to help and connect with you and help you network to find you referrals. Like, we want you to stop wasting time and we want to just refer you to jobs. So stop, you know, looking for jobs and applying to jobs without connecting to me first. You know what I mean? Do it. Connect on LinkedIn right now.